Araba yara de 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 bo shi ki di di ku di ba shi ki di di ku di ba sa da da. Moko di ba shi ki di 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 ku di ba shi ki di ka. Makari ba shi ki di 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 ku ra ba shi da 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 da. Hori ba sa da ka da ka bo shi ki di ki di ku di ba sa ki di di ka. Mika sa ka di 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 bo shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi di 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 di. Moko di ba shi ki di di ka ra bo shi ku di 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 ki di ka ra bo shi da 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 da. Moko di be di ba shi ki di di ka ra bo shi ku di 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 ba shi ki di di di. Makari ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi du 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 kore ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi ku di ka ra bo shi du du du. Raka di 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 kore ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi du 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 ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi du du du. Makari ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi du 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 da ba shi ki di di ka ra bo shi du 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 da ba shi da. Moko ba shi ki di 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 ka ra bo shi du 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 da ba shi di 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 ba. Sede de 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 baya kada ba, sede de kada kaba ya kada kabo kuba shike de de, mokori ba kashike de de kara kabo ose, miya karabo sede de de karabo sodo do do ba shike de, mokori ba shike de karabo shike de de, raka di kabo shike de 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 karabo sodo do do ba. Ore basa di mi karabo sodo do do bash de 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 ori kadi bash de de karabo sodo do de de bash da 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 mukuri kas de 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 kamba kai oh precious de de kadi bash de 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 os. You're calling us to go to the city of Kabul. You're calling us to go to the city of Kabul. To a place of consecration. More, more to go to the city of Kabul. More to go to the city of Kabul. More to go to the city of the place of deep water. More to go to the city of Kabul. Launch out into the deep. More to go to the city of Kabul. Oh God, we need you. Mi karabo shiki di karal. We need you. Kuri karabaka shiki di di ka. Guide our steps, oh God. Guide our steps, oh God. May we walk in truth, oh God. May we walk in purpose, oh God. May we walk in direction, oh God. May we walk in your goodness, oh God. May we walk in your favor, oh God. Rikabashiki. Grant us your counsel, O God. Grant us the full counsel, O God. Grant us the understanding of the things that you have called us to do, O God. Grant us the faithfulness, O God, to stay in the place of assignment, O God. It is not by accident. It is you that worketh in us, O God, to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Oh God, we need you, we need your presence, we need your hand, we need your presence, we need your guidance, your spirit, Maribaya karabasa da 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 baya karaboso do do di baya karaboso do rikari bash ede kere karabasa di baya kabash da da makari barabasa da 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 bo shiki di karaboso do do rikuri bash kidi di karabasa da 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 ora bash da 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 da. You are our friend, you are our portion, you are our redeemer. Oh God, I thank you for grace in place of grace. Oh God, you came from the Father, full of grace and truth, O God, and out of the fullness of your grace, you have received grace in place of grace, O God. Oh God, we are thanking you for grace this morning. Grant us grace this new day, O God. Grant us a guidance, O God. Grant us your spirit, O God. Grant us your understanding, O God. Grant us guidance. Grant us your spirit, O God. The Lord, you have called us to the purpose, O God. There is a place you have called us to do, O God. There is a prophecy that is over us. There's a place of honor. There's a place of authority, O God. You're calling us indeed to serve you. You're calling us to the place of consecration. Give us the grace, oh God, to be faithful, oh God. Give us the discipline, oh God. We need the discipline, the empowerment. Give us the ability. We need you more and more, Kuriba Shiki de Karabasa. We need you more and more, Kuriba Shiki de Karaboko. This work cannot be done without you, oh God. This work cannot be done without your presence, oh God. We need more laborers, Shiki Karaboso. We need more laborers. We need more laborers. You say we can ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth more laborers into his harvest field. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We need more laborers. Lord of the harvest, thank you. Send forth more laborers. Give us inner strength, oh God. Strengthen us in our inner man, Rikadiba. Strengthen us in our inner man, Rikadibada. We need your strength, oh God. We need your strength, oh God. May out of our God our hearts, oh God. God our hearts, oh God. Strengthen our hearts, oh God. Because out of it flow the issues of life, oh God. We need your strength. We need your strength, oh God. We need your redemption, oh God. We need the vindication of the Spirit, oh God. Give us wisdom. Give us counsel in the inner man, oh God. Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, oh God. That we may be able to know. We might be able to see that which you are doing in this time. That which you are doing in our lives, Shadabakabasity. That which you are doing in our families, Sokoribashikidikodabahasi. That which you are doing in our workplace, oh God. You say, see, I am doing a new thing, oh God. I'm working away in the rivers. I'm working away in the desert, rivers, streams in the wasteland, oh God. You are making a new thing, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We cannot dwell on the past, oh God. But Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are making a new thing, Kodiba. You are taking us from one level of glory to another, oh God. You are raising us up to be vessels of honor. You are taking us to the next level. Makadiba de Baya Kadabana Kadabo, you could buy a carabosodo, the Baya carabosodo, the bar, Rekadi by a carabosodo, the Boschek and the Barakabos, the Rekadi Bashik and the Rekamaka the Boschek, Rekabos, the Bakabos, the Kidibaka, Makabaka, Bukabas, in the Kada, Mokadik in the Kabash, and the Da, Rekadi Kabosh, and the Raka, Rekaba, Mokoba, Mokabash, and the Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your hand. Oh, thank you, the Lord. You lead us. You guide us. You are our portion in the land of the living. Your grace is all that we need, oh God. Open our minds to understanding, oh God. Open our inner man to understanding, oh God. Open our spirits to understanding, oh God. May we have the counsel. May we have revelation. May we have strength, oh God. Oh God. Grow us, oh God. We need to grow. Grow us, oh God, in that place of authority, oh God. Grow us. Oh, Makada. My God, it need you. This land needs the gospel. We need the gospel to spread the Caracas. Release grace. We break the heaviness of God. We break the authorities. We stand against the forces. We declare war. We wage war against the gates of hell. And they shall not prevail, O God. Give us souls. Shikini karabas, shikini karabasin. Awaken from slumber. We resist every blinding force over the men, over the women, over the children. Release this land, release this city. Release Cox's Bazaar. Let your grace flow. Let your anointing flow. Let revival break forth in this land. Let revival break forth. Let revival break forth in individuals, O God, in homes, O God, in families, O God, in churches, O God. Let revival flow, O God. Let there be restoration. Many that are lost to Kodiba, many that are lost, many that are forsaken the world, God. Many that are lax in their slumber, Makariba de Kaba, we rebuke the spirit of slumber, Kadikari Kada Kabakoba Shikada. We bind it in the name of Jesus, Shikidikadika. Thank you, Puma. Thank you, Dikamokoba, Shikididiba. Oh, Makari, Makari de, oh God, every speakings of darkness, O God, every words of the enemy, O God, every incantation of darkness, O God, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Every blinding spirits over the land, O God, be removed in the name of Jesus. We cast you out. We cast you out. Oh God, we are speaking a release. We are speaking a release of men and women. We are speaking a release of your children, O God. We are speaking that sons of God arise in this land, O God. Oh God, we remember those that know you, those that have a knowledge of truth, O God, but they're not coming to maturity, O God. We speak life. Oh God, the flesh counts for nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. The words that you speak to us, they are spirit and life, oh God. We communicate spirit. We communicate life, oh God. Oh my God, we declare life over every dead circumstance, oh God. Life over every dead situation. Life over every dead marriage, oh God. Life, oh God, life over every dead child, over every dream, oh God, over every dead job, oh God, over every dead business, so Kariba Sikedem. Over every dead cells in the body, oh God, we speak life, we speak life, we speak life, we speak life. Shikadiba sedede, shikidikidikadaba, mukamaka shikidide, rikadika bo sekedikidikidiba, makadikidikidikaba shikidide, rikadika da bo shikidide, oh rakaba sedede. Oh, thank you that you are the healer. Thank you that you are the healer. Thank you that you heal and touch every circumstance, every situation, oh God. You are making a way where there is no way. Oh, we need you more and more, oh my God. We need you more and more, oh God. We need you more and more in age, oh God. We need more and more, oh God, in the fellowship, oh God. We need your presence, your manifest presence, oh God. Let the manifestation of your word come forth, oh God. Let the truth sink in. Let your truth sink in, O Kadiba. Let the enemy not snatch the word, Dika. Let the enemy not snatch the word, Dikidikidikabosidide. Rikadikadaboshikidikadakaboshikidide. Rikadibashikidikadaboshikidide. Rikadibashikidide. O Akashikidide. Abakashikidide. Abakaba. Rikabababababa. Rekadi baba 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 baba. We need you, Kudidi. We need you, Kudidi. We need you, gracious Father. Oh God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you. We need you this morning, Kodiba. I need you. I need you, God. I need you more every hour. I need you, oh God. In the splendor of your holiness, I need you, Kudidi. I need you in my work. I need you. I need you in my family. I need you. I need you in my children. I need you, oh God. I need you for help. I need you. I need you, oh God, for ministry. I need you, God. I need you, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Grow us in number, oh, God. Grow us, oh, God. Grow us, oh, God. Increase our capacity, oh, God. Increase our capacity, oh God. We've opened up the boats, oh God. Oh God, increase, 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 oh God. Ah, we cast our nets wide, oh God, Ibasha. Those that we've been calling forth and are not coming, oh God, release them. Every chain that is holding them back, we set them loose in Jesus' name. Oh God, release, 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 oh God. Release for your glory. Release, oh God, release. Release to the praise and honor of your holy name. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your sweet presence, oh God. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Iba, Iba, oh, Iba. Iba o, oh, Iba, Iba o, oh, Iba, Iba o, oh, Iba, Iba o, oh, Iba. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And good morning. Good to see you, and you're much, much welcome to another session and another time that we can listen to God's word. And today we will look at the third prayer that Paul prays for the Ephesian church, and I would rather call it anyway, let's look at it. Those that have described it as a prayer for spiritual growth, which I think it is. And but I believe there's so much in this prayer that Paul gives. And this is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. And we are going to look at that. I remember yesterday and the past 2 days we've been looking at the prayers that he made in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to the end, where we looked at his thanksgiving, we looked at his aspects of prayer for that we might, our eyes of our understanding will be opened, that it will be flooded with light, and that is the light of that shines in the face of Christ. And then we also looked at that the prayer for spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we might grow in the knowledge of God, that we might have understanding to know the power. And we looked at the infinite power that God has availed for the saints. And that power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the resurrection power. And that power is the one that raised him up and sat him at the highest place in the heavens. And that tells us that our position in Christ is in the highest place in the heavens. That is far above all thrones, all principalities, all powers, all dominion, all might. And that is the place of the believer. And we saw that in Ephesians 2 verse 6 that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So where Christ is where we are. And that is why we can say, just as he is, so are we in this present world. Just as Christ is, so are we, because we are united with him. In the spirit, we are united with him. And this is a mystery of the fellowship. This is a mystery that I pray that God will help us to see and understand this spiritual union that God has called us to. And it is a place that we stay in by faith. It is not just a place that you know by head knowledge. It's one thing to have revelation or to have insight or to have the language. You know, when you hear someone, you can have the language for something. You know, when you've been in church for a long time, you can have the language, just the way that a child can have the language but might not have the comprehension. It's just like, I don't know if growing up you were involved in these moot courts, you know, where there were these clubs where you would act out, where you find a child can act out as a doctor. And they can speak, they can even, because they have been watching doctors, so they know, come, I inject you. They will do that. They can imitate. They can, or even like a child can imitate a pastor or something like that. They can imitate, but it is only in maturity that God gives us that full comprehension, that full understanding, that full expression. And that is evidenced by the authority that you see. So it is good that God, as God grows us, that we not only grow in language, but we also grow in expressions. We also grow physically in that which can be seen as evidence of the grace that God gives us. So let's read from verse 14, where it says, so Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14, it says that, for this cause, and I'm reading from King James, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So remember, he's praying for the Ephesian church. So he's saying, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, may be able to come to full understanding with all the saints what is the breadth and length, depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ throughout all ages without end. Amen. Now, I believe Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, was one of the last books that Paul was writing. And this is a place you can see God finally gives him
the language to express the things that he's been teaching. And that's why you can see that almost every line is so coded that you can spend a whole day just teaching every line. But I want us to see how he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Now remember, I've been saying that when the Jews used to reflect, or rather respond to God as Yahweh, God, the distant God. But then Jesus came and introduced, and in his prayer, he introduced the father-son relationship that God wanted and desired from the beginning for man to have with him. So you can see that we are saying that, and Jesus was saying, in that day when you shall pray, don't pray to me, you shall pray to your Father. I'm going back to my Father and to your Father. So it is our Father. That's why even he says, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven." So there is a father-son relationship that God wanted to introduce to man. And that is why when he said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness," he was trying to show us that this, I wanted to make sons. When you're made in the image and likeness of someone, that means you carry that person's DNA. You carry that person's nature. You carry that person's ability. You carry that person's spirit. And it was his spirit that God wanted man to extend into the earth and have dominion over the physical realm. That's why it says that, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, the heaven is the spiritual component, because God is spirit, and he wanted to create a physical dimension to teach the principalities and powers wisdom. And that one you can just read in just 3 verse 10 up there, where it says that, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold witness wisdom of God." That means that there is something that God wanted to demonstrate. You can imagine, powers, all those angels, all that. There's a dimension of God that they had never known. They had never seen God, because they don't see God. There's a manifestation. So God wanted to demonstrate to them through the church, through man. So when he made man in his image and likeness, it was an opportunity for the principalities and powers to have an understanding. Oh, man. What? Because man represents God, encompasses God, and demonstrates God. So it is to that intent that the church has been given that responsibility. Why? Because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we are the bodily manifestation of God on the earth. We are his representation. We are his physical body on the earth. So Christ is in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we, in our spirits, we are united with him. But then on the earth, we are his body. We are the expression of God on the earth. And he fills us. That's why he says that, from the whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now remember, when Christ ascended, the Bible tells us that he filled the whole universe. He filled everything. As he ascended, he filled everything. So everything in heaven and on earth is now united in Christ, is now joined in Christ. So that's why everything has been made subject to him. It is under Christ, and Jesus is Lord over all. That is why every knee in heaven and on earth must bow. He fills everything. So, and everything in the end, even when you read Revelation, the Bible says that a new heaven and a new earth shall come, you know, and it shall come, and it shall be, Christ shall be the light. There shall be no need for the sun. There shall be no need, no crying. Everything shall be united in Christ. It shall be rolled up in Christ. So entire heaven and the entire earth will be combined in Christ. And that is what, that is the intention of God. So every family in heaven and earth is named after Christ and is named after our Father. That, no, now this is prayer, that he will grant you. You can see it's like when someone says grant is like by permission, that I'm praying that God will give you, get you to the place where according to the riches of his glory. That means God is so vast in glory that even what we think we know of him could just be, is actually just a fraction of it. Remember, Moses could only see the back of God. And when he came, he had so much glory that they said, please cover. Now, you're saying, according to the riches of his glory, that you be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, this might here is dunamis. And remember, when we say dunamis, dunamis is the Greek word for power, for potential power. That means that everything that God gives us is in a form of potential. And if you know where dynamite comes from, if you've seen a bicycle, dynamos, the bicycle has this device next to the tire that, I don't know if you've seen, we used to call them blackies, you know, that original bicycle that teachers have, that used to have in those days. So there's a device that is put in the wheel. So as the wheel circulates, then it rotates that dynamo. Now, the more you cycle, the more it transmits light to that torch or to that lamp of that bike. Now, that is a representation of the dynamite power that Christ gives us through his spirit in our inner man. That means that the more we exercise of ourselves in the spirit, the more we exercise of our spiritual disciplines, of our prayer, of our fasting, of our study of God's word, that is the place where you are putting to work. You're putting to work the thing that God has given in you. That is why Paul tells Timothy that, I urge you to fan into flame the gift that was given to you by the laying on of hands. That means there is a deposit that is given of the Spirit of God, and it is our responsibility to fan it into flame, to actively exercise ourselves. That's why it says that you may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, with dunamis, in his spirit, by his spirit, in the inner man. And remember, what we know is that, and I find the description of the, you know, there are two schools of thought to how we describe man. There are those who look at man as a tripartite being, which is the man has a body, a spirit, a soul, and a spirit. And there are those who describe it, which is a simpler description of where you have the outer man and the inner man. So the inner man would encompass the soul, the spirit. So that component. So when we are strengthened in the inner man, then we can manifest in the outer man, in the physical man. That means that a man is only as strong as his spirit. That is why the Bible says, as the spirit of a man sustains him in sickness. The moment your inner man has refused to die, has refused to be sick, your outer man has to obey that. The reason why many people fail is because in their inner man, they do not have the strength. That's why the Bible says, if you fail in the day of adversity, how weak is your strength? That means that there is a day of adversity, but that day of adversity is only overcome when your inner man is strengthened. And this is a prayer that you need to ask God. God, I pray. The same way Paul was praying for the Ephesian church, pray for yourself. This prayer that we are learning, these are prayers that you should pray for yourself. Pray for yourself to God to grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Pray for yourself that God to open the eyes of your understanding. Pray to God for God to give you, to flood your inner man with light. And then now, apart from that, we are being told, let us ask God to strengthen us, our inner man, by the dunamis. And this dunamis comes by his spirit. And this is similar to Acts just chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, but you shall receive power. And that power there is dunamis. You shall receive dunamis when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So when we receive of the Spirit of God, and when we exercise ourselves in the disciplines of the Spirit of God, then we grow. We grow in our inner man. We grow in our spirit. That is why in the spirit we have statures. We have different levels. We have capacities. We have, I mean, you can call them ranks or something like that. But that is because these people or these persons have exercised themselves in the potential, in the spiritual capital. That's why when you're told you're given the Holy Spirit as a deposit, bankers understand that when you're given a deposit, that deposit, the more you work on it, the more capital you work on it, is the more it grows. Now, the difference between someone, two people who get born again on the same day and who receive the Spirit of God when they receive Christ on the same day, is in the exercise of their spirit. That's why, is it Jude 24 tells us that, I urge you, brethren, to build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in tongues or praying in the spirit. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. That means you have a responsibility. Now, this is where it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, remember, you are already saved by grace. So this working out is not the working out that you're going to make yourself saved. No, but now it is the working out that you're journeying in the grace. You're growing in grace. You're making every effort to add to your faith goodness, to add to your faith knowledge, to add to your faith, you know, wisdom, patience, self-control. And as long as you're consistent in doing this, you will never be ineffective and lack anything in the work of the ministry. So, the Christian life is a responsible life. Grace does not mean, in fact, if the number one teacher of grace, who is Paul, says that in spite of the grace, I worked hard all the more. I labored all the more. So, we can see that Paul labored more, yet he knew that it was not him that labored, but it was Christ that worked in him. So it is this strength that comes from the Spirit of God to our inner man that enables us to do the work of God. So this message is not one of salvation, but is a message to the believer that who has come to the knowledge of truth, to know that there is a responsibility, there is a discipline, there is a grace, there is power, there is dynamite power, which is potential power, which can be explosive, which can be miraculous, which can raise the dead, which can heal the sick, which can do anything according to the will of God. That is, lies in dormant potential with many, many believers. And the challenge is many that are not able to exercise this. When they see others do it, they attribute it to be done by demons, where they lack discernment. And this is what Jesus said. This is now blasphemy. When they say that this is the work of Beelzebul, he said, thou, that is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Now, when Christ strengthens you by his spirit in the inner man, verse 17, what does it say? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. NLT says that Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. So you can see Christ dwells, makes his home. I love that. You know, dwelling might be a difficult word for us, but in our time, you can imagine when someone comes to your house and says, no, me, I'm at home, they go to the kitchen, they go to your room, they go anywhere, they can start cooking. And you don't, you've not even told them anything. They just know, oh, say, you know, where is the oil? I'm not seeing the oil. And then you're like, what do you need the oil for? No, I've already cut the onions. I wanted to fry something. Now, that is someone who has made themselves at home in your house. Now, the Bible says that you're praying that Christ, can you make this body, can you make my heart, my inner man, your home? Can you have the liberty to search every part of me, to express yourself in me, to lead me, that even when I'm speaking to someone, I know it is not even me speaking. It is your spirit that is freely communicating to this person. That's why it says that in that day, don't worry what to say. When you're brought before kings, that it is the spirit that will be speaking through you. So now when Christ comes and makes his home in you, he's free to speak to you. That's why it's not even only in prayer that he will speak to you. He can even speak to you in the shower. He can speak to you when you're driving. He can speak to you in the middle of the day. And he'll just drop in something, an instruction. Why? Because Christ has made his home in you. So it's no longer protocol. He's just chilled. He's just chilling and making his home in you. And the Bible says it is by faith. So how does this faith work? I look at it this way. I say, in one way, in our spirit, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And apart from that also, Christ comes and dwells in us, in our spirits. So we are not only in heavenly places, but also on the earth, Christ, the Spirit of Christ, has come and made his dwelling in us. That's why the Bible says, don't ye know that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Now that is something that our minds will never comprehend. And that's why man is a mystery. That's why the rank of man, the born-again man, the new creation, is right after Elohim. That's why he said he made him a little lower than Elohim. And that is why they wonder, why are you, God, so concerned with this human beings, this feeble flesh? In one thing, they're just crushed. But God has chosen, and he desired, and he found pleasure that all his fullness will dwell in man. I think I want to stop there for today, and then maybe by the grace of God, we'll be able to continue tomorrow. But just reflect on this. God is asking us, can we pray that he strengthens us according to the riches of his glory with dunamis power by his spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that God's love, God's grace will dwell in our innermost being, in our personality, in everything. May we be spiritually energized by power. And I tell you, a strong spirit can face anything. A strong spirit can face discouragement. A strong spirit can face failure. A strong spirit can face sickness. A strong spirit can receive a sack letter and laugh it off and just say, ha ha ha, I've just gotten a promotion letter. And someone will wonder, what is wrong with you? We expect you should be crying, you should be mourning. But because you have built yourself in the inner man, and that is through the work of the Spirit, his grace on you, and giving you the discipline to labor in the things of the Spirit. And I pray that God calls us to that deeper place. That place where we take responsibility for our spiritual growth. We take responsibility for our study of the word. We take responsibility for our prayer time. That this is a consistent discipline. And I tell you, when you do this, there will be a physical manifestation and a physical evidence that God is with you. It might be in your teaching, it might be in your miracles, it might be in your workplace, but they will confess, surely the Lord is with you. That's what they said of Joseph, but the Lord was with him. And everywhere he went, he was a leader. He was put in charge because the vindication of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit was demonstrated in his life through his leadership, through his capacity, through his authority. So the question is, what demonstration of Christ's Spirit is at work in you? And if you have just been seeing glimpses of it where it is not even consistent, that means that even in your inner man, you are not consistent in that. So you need to ask God and he will do it. But remember, it comes in the form of dunamis, which is potential and which needs the exercise of your faith, exercise of your disciplines. And this is the place where you ask God, can you make your home in me? And I believe this is a prayer that we shall pray at the end, that God, can you strengthen us and make can you dwell in our inner man? Yeah, so I'll stop there for now and I'll welcome any reflections or questions. You are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Manuel, for that.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder to strengthen our inner mind, because again, without reconciliation in faith, the inner man, whatever we do, could end up being in vain, because then you have to be in agreement with your body, with your thoughts, with your soul, with your spirit when you're speaking to God. Then, yes, you find that we often struggle with, that voice. Sometimes you're there and you're even in church, but then a very funny voice, comes in to disrupt you. And it reminds me of that scripture where say that the demons left the body and they went dwelling around. And able to find where to sit and say, hey, let's go back to our old house.
That is the truth.
Then they find the place untidy and clean. So by the time the demon is referring to your body as their home, means there is a lot to be done. So I think it's right to be conscious of that. I know it is taught that our bodies are the temple of God and all that, but we have never taken time, some of us, to really understand what that means. Certain actions we make, certain decisions we make, certain lifestyles we choose would potentially make it not very pure for God to dwell in. So I think it's also something that we need to look at. What do we do to ensure that our bodies are sanctified, are purified, and worthy of dwelling of God as a temple?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot to reflect there. I, for one, I still struggle with those small voices, and I continue praying to God that time will come when I have control over, the voices that speak to me, and I know, it's the voices that speak truth and light. Yeah, I think that is what I can say about that.
Wow, those are powerful reflections. Yes, I mean, if we don't make Christ to dwell in our hearts, then the demons will dwell and they come back worse. 7 more wicked than themselves. No, that's really amazing. But I wanted to tell you something about speaking, just to quickly answer what you said. Temptations come to us in voices, okay? And those voices, you won't, the same way God might not speak audibly, is also the same way that also those temptations come to us in our inner man, okay? They come to us in our mind, because that is the realm, the spiritual realm. They give you suggestions like, oh, today you already, like you want to pray and it tells, oh, you're tired. You understand? Now, that is a suggestion. You understand? Now, how you respond to those voices is now where your inner man's strength is portrayed, okay? So that's why for me I say those temptations come from the outside. So they will speak to you, but you will have to silence them. You remember we've done that teaching that what shall we say to these things? That means you are speaking to them because they have spoken to you. If God be for us, who can be against us? So you get me? So don't think it is wrong when those speakings and those temptations and those words come. It is only wrong when you respond to them. If you see, even Adam, even Jesus, the devil came and spoke, but he responded with the word. So it is your response not to obey and to fight it and to tell it no, and to make sure you shut every door that keeps bringing them. Because the enemy is, for me, I say the devil is like a hawker. He will always bring things to test you. The moment he sees this is an area you like, he now floods you with more. That's the same way the Facebook guys are doing. The moment you watch one video, they now flood you with every video of that person, eh? Until you buy that thing. So it's the same way the devil works. The moment it's like he can bring, like ladies, he will bring this type, this type, this type. You're all not interested. But the moment you say, oh, you like these short ladies, now they now start bringing all of them. So it's like he scans, it's scanning. Once he scans and he finds your location. So in those scannings, you have to put a blocker, firewall. That's it. You don't act on it and you move away from it and you refuse it. You refuse it. It's just like the same way someone tells you, oh, you're stupid. You can immediately block it in the spirit and say, I'm not stupid. That's according to you, but not according to me. When someone says, oh, you need connections to get a job, you can say, no, that is according to you, but that will not be my story. So now that is strength in your inner man, and that comes from speaking and answering it with the word of God. Yeah, so maybe I can add on that, so that don't feel like those are the temptations. They come in that sphere. They come in that sphere. Yeah. Yes. Any reflections? Oh dear. It's good to see you today.
Good morning.
Morning from Kenya. Welcome.
No, I don't have any other things to add.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, so let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks, we praise you, we worship your holy name. We thank you for your faithfulness, thank you for your hand, thank you for your power, thank you for your word today, that you're calling us to a deeper place to exercise our disciplines and to grow by your grace, by your spirit, and to be strengthened in our inner man, and grant us that ability according to the greatness and to the glorious riches of your Christ, of you, of your spirit that is available in you, O God. And I pray that, Lord, this word shall take root in us, O God, and it shall not just be book knowledge, it shall not just be in our words, in our thoughts, but Lord, in our inner man we shall fully comprehend that which you want us to do, that which you have called in us, that which you have given us, that spirit that you have made to dwell in us. And as we have this understanding, that we shall know that you are in us, you are with us. And Father, I pray and I welcome you to make your dwelling in our hearts, to make your dwelling in me, to make your dwelling in your children, O God, that indeed every expression of you will be in us, our hands, our thoughts, our doing, our workings, oh God, our spirit man shall be strong. And on top of that, give us the strength to resist the devil, to resist his speakings, to resist his sayings. And we cancel them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for ability to overcome every temptation of darkness. And give us your strength, because it is from you. We pray, we remember our families, our children, everything that concerns us. We thank you for our work this day. Go ahead of us. Give us favor in place of favor, grace in place of grace. Indeed, where there is sickness, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We pray for resources. We pray for those that are recovering from surgery, from various things. Oh God, the Lord, you may intervene. And even that is trusting you for an opportunity, for a job, for a new level, oh God, that do it, oh God. Do it for your glory, oh God. And even we thank you for the church that, Lord, you're calling forth brothers and sisters. You're setting them free. And we thank you that the harvest is ready. And I pray even for the place that you prepared for us to go into in the coming month, that, Lord, it shall be for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen.